Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fantastic, and I appreciate you carving out a few minutes. I got to start you off with the Warriors. One win away from going back to the NBA Finals. The crazy part to me is I still think they could play better, and they haven't even hit their full stride yet. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I think this team hadn't played well leading up to the Western Conference Finals and found themselves in the Western Conference Finals. And I think they continue to get better game by game. The whole theme going into this series was who's going to guard Luka, but no one really talked about who from Dallas was going to guard all the weapons that Golden State has. And to me, that's been the difference.
Does it surprise you that this Warriors team is now one win away from going back to the NBA Finals after having to deal with Klay Thompson being gone for 2 years, a bunch of injuries that Steph has had throughout his career? Does it surprise you how quickly they've been able to regain that championship look?
Not necessarily, because they've been able to keep their core. You know, in a day and age where, you know, superstars and players in general are constantly on the move, they've been able to keep their core three together. They were able to bring Iguodala back. And what I really liked about the moves they made was during their dynasty run, their bench was very strong. The vets, they've been able to strengthen their bench with youth and experience and young players. And have found a young star in Jordan Poole and, draft well with Kuminga and Moody. So, hats off to management. They went through two tough years, but were able to bounce back because finally everyone is healthy.
And something I also realized from this group, Matt Barnes, when you have Hall of Fame players and all-time greats like Steph and Klay, and we know Draymond's going to the Hall of Fame as well, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of ego on this team, where a guy like Jordan Poole puts in the work and players really respect him. They've been leaning on him in some big moments, the Golden State Warriors.
Absolutely. When I got a chance to play with those guys, and, that was with KD on the team, it was one of the most selfless teams I'd ever been a part of. The superstars, it wasn't about who was scoring and who was about doing what. It was about winning. And, I think they welcome someone like Jordan Poole, because it's no secret, that the core of this team is getting older. So anytime you got a young player that can do, some heavy lifting, that's always going to be appreciated by the vets, whether they're role players or superstars.
What stood out to you with your time together with Steve Kerr and what he's able to do as a basketball coach?
Just him implementing, what he wants and his vision, and then doing a great job of kind of just stepping back and allowing these great players to create within the system. Sometimes coaches try to overdo stuff, but Steve was someone who, was a former player and understood, hey, I got a really smart team. I can relay what I want to do, but then kind of step back and allow them create, and that's what this team's been able to do.
Talking with Matt Barnes right now, I got to ask you about Kevon Looney. You got to play with him for a little bit when you were in Golden State. That's just one of those players. You talk about one of those depth pieces and what he means to that team, grabbing all those rebounds. How about the way that he's continued to improve as a player?
He's played well. He's been kind of an unsung hero, a consistent for this team. One of five players to play 82 games this year, which is a rarity in this day's NBA, but he's a guy that just brings his hard hat every single day. Whether he takes a shot or not, he's going to give you maximum effort no matter what he's doing. And it's the rebounding that he's, been able to bring to this team during this playoffs is a much-needed boost. They've been crushing teams on the glass, and they're always the smaller team. So he definitely hats off to Looney, what he's been able to do on the glass.
Talking to Matt Barnes right now. How about what Wiggins been able to do? Because that's a career, all those expectations, number one overall pick, goes to Golden State, not much pressure, but he's been looming large for that team this year, being an all-star, and then what we've seen him able to do up against the Mavs, not only on the defensive end, but what he was able to do the other night on the offensive side of the floor.
You know, Wiggins is one of, you know, the best two-way players in the game, and I think, you know, there was so much hype put on him to live up to a number one pick, you know, aspirations and hype that, you know, that wasn't necessarily for him. You know, when he went to Golden State, he found out that he can just kind of come in and do his job, and there wasn't as much expected from him. But obviously, you know, he was a very talented player. That's why he was taken number one. So it doesn't surprise me when he has these outbursts of scoring and being able to, you know, kind of put the weight on his back and carry the load for some of these guys. But, you know, what I liked about him is obviously, you know, he can get a bucket anyway. He's a three-level scorer, but his ability to play defense, I think, has been crucial because normally Clay is their guy that always is going to guard the best player, whether it's a guard or a forward. But his ability to, you know, but Clay coming back is, you know, not necessarily the same defensive player he was before he got injured. He's still kind of rounding into that shape. So I think Wiggins has been a great perimeter defender to go along with Draymond Green to really anchor that defense.
And holy smokes, what a dunk that was last night. I couldn't believe at first they called that an offensive foul, but that was an insane dunk on Luka.
Incredible. You know, I was there when, you know, Barron dunked on Kirilenko, and it immediately made me think of, like, you know, is this a better dunk? I would hate to say that because obviously Barron is my brother and former teammate, but, man, this is right up there with, you know, type of dunk. The way he just took off and attacked that rim was incredible.
You got any good stories, by the way? You're always a great storyteller, Matt Barnes, about a little run-in with a certain referee or two, because I could not believe that was originally called an offensive foul last night.
I mean, I tweeted immediately that was the worst call Mark Davis has ever made in his career. You know, I have just, you know, my career was littered with technical fouls for talking back to refs. So, I mean, I don't know if any of them are the stories are fitting for this. For this time slot on the radio, but I've had plenty of run-ins with referees, and it's just unfortunate because, you know, obviously I think it's calmed down a little bit, but the refs have been a major focal point of the playoffs this year with wild calls and then reviewing every single foul, completely messing up the flow and the rhythm of the game. So I hope, you know, here on out, Western Finals, Eastern Finals, and the Finals, they kind of, you know, put their whistles away and let these guys play basketball because that's what we all want to see.
Matt Barnes, we look back at that first championship that Steph won. A lot of people said that he should have got the Finals MVP. It ended up going to Andre Iguodala. How important do you think that is to him if Steph's able to get these next five wins and win a Finals MVP and get that under his belt to what's been a legendary career?
I mean, I think first and foremost, you know, Steph is a team guy first, so obviously getting a championship is more important. I guarantee he would take a championship and not have a Finals MVP. But I think it is something he thinks about. You know, three titles but no Finals MVPs, and that's one thing. If you can try to poke at anything about Steph that people try to poke at, so I think it'll be a great notch under his belt, kind of an exclamation point to, like you said, a legendary career that's not even over yet. So I think it'll be important to him, and the way he's playing right now, he has a great chance of getting it.
Matt Barnes, I opened up the show this evening saying that if the Warriors are able to get five more wins, this would be their most impressive championship for this trio together. Would you agree with that? If they could go get this fourth one, it would be the most impressive one with all the adversity that they've overcome?
Absolutely. You know, the fact that this team was a dynasty that kind of went to a doormat that everyone really enjoyed just beating down when they were a beat-up team. The way for they've been able to bounce back as fast as they've been able to bounce back and be rightfully where they belong, right in the thick of things, I would completely agree with you. This would be their most, amazing championship to date.
Do you think it was a mistake for KD, since you played with him, to leave the Bay Area and leave Golden State?
I personally think it was, you know what I mean? But you never want to fault anyone who wants to go out and try something different, you know, especially someone like KD. But it has kind of been a low-key train wreck, you know what I mean? KD's obviously have done his part, played his butt off, came back and played like he never tore his Achilles, MVP level every time he steps on the floor. But his teammates haven't been able to, you know, carry their load, whether they're not playing or want to be traded or hurt. We really haven't got to see the Brooklyn team that we had thought initially that we were going to see. So I'm sure there's probably days where he thinks about, like, damn, if I would have stayed, we probably would have four or five rings by now. And, you know, whoever else. But again, you could never fault someone for trying to, you know, wanting to, you know, explore other options, you know, because you only have one career, but he wants to make the most of it.
Yeah, and I go back to it, and you know Kevin a lot better than I do, but it seems like he thought he wasn't getting the credit for playing great basketball those years in Golden State just because they already had that great team.
Yeah, I mean, I think he got the credit from the locker room. He got the credit from around the league. But I think that was kind of a media narrative that was thrown around and people like to run with. But, I mean, there was no mistaking who was the best player on that team. At, you know, while he was there, he was the two-time finals MVP when, you know, they went to the finals. So although there was a lot of respect and love shown from the organization and around the league, I think, you know, the media really pushed that narrative that, you know, this team was already loaded. You know, they came back from 3-1. How can you leave your team to go to this team? So I think that whole thing got pushed around. And I'm sure it probably weighed on him.
Wrapping up with Matt Barnes. Does a great job, ESPN. You can also catch him all the smoke. When you look at the Mavs' future, whenever they lose here, we know that they're not going to be going to the NBA Finals. They have to go win 4 games. And we all know no team has ever choked a 3-0 series lead in the NBA postseason. Is there a player or two that you've said, okay, this is who the Mavs should go get, whether it's a trade or free agency, in the next year or two to go get Luka that second star?
I haven't really thought about a player that would fit, but I definitely think that, you know, Luka's been absolutely incredible. And I say this with all due respect to the roster. I think working with the least in the playoffs, I think everyone would agree with that every other team is more equipped to be where they're at today than Dallas. But the reason why Dallas is here is because how incredible Luka is. So I definitely feel like, you know, they're a Robin away from Luka's Batman to really being a problem. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie showed some life. Brunson has had a career year. I'm happy for him. I'm sure he's going to get paid. But I think they need that second star, if they're able to do that, to really help Luka out. Someone who can play off the ball, someone who can play a little bit inside out, someone who can shoot the ball well, to play alongside Luka, because Luka is a ball-dominant guy. So, you know, it's going to take a certain type of player to fit in. But I think if they're able to find that player, you know, Luka is a top 5 player in this game. He's only 23 years old. He has an opportunity to be one of the greatest players we've ever seen in this game.
I appreciate the guy's loyalty and his commitment to Portland, but wouldn't Dame just be a perfect fit for Luka if they could find a way to get that trade together?
Man, that would be special. That would be special. You know, someone like Dame, and you know, Dame's loyalty is admirable, but at the same time, you know, it's funny. I just did Kevin Garnett's show maybe 3 weeks ago, and he was telling me the same thing, you know, how loyal he was to Minnesota. And looking back on it now that it's all said and done, he feels like he should have left, you know, way before he did. And I'm sure at some point, you know, when it's all said and done, Dame might possibly say the same thing. Obviously, respect his loyalty, but I would love to see him, you know, get to an organization where he has a chance to win, because he is such a great player. And that is the only thing missing from his resume, is not necessarily even a championship, just, you know, a chance to really continue to show how great he is in the playoffs. And obviously a championship would be icing on the cake.
And I'll throw out one more player, and I think this may have to be a year or two down the road. You know, maybe if Chris Paul does retire, this player could want out. Imagine Devin Booker and Luka Doncic in a bizarre twist teaming up as teammates.
Those are two dogs. I love the competitiveness they had against each other last series. I highly doubt that Phoenix is going to let Book go anywhere. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's a handful of players that paired with Luka. You know, you can put this team as a, you know, a championship contender, because, I mean, he's put his team as a contender now, although they're going to lose this round. You know, they made the Final Four. You know what I mean? And I don't think anyone in the league expected that except that team.
Wrapping up with Matt Barnes, Jimmy Butler expected to play tonight. That game going to tip off in a few moments. No Marcus Smart. For the Boston Celtics, what do you look for here between the Heat and the Celtics, game number 4 in a series where Miami's only won 2 quarters, but they've won 2 games and are up 2-1?
Right. I look for, first and foremost, a bounce-back game from Jason Tatum. If you remember game 3 versus Milwaukee, he struggled, I think, 4-for-19 last game. This last game, 3 against Miami, you know, struggled. So look for him to have a big bounce-back tonight. But Marcus Smart, man, this guy has been a warrior, playing through anything he could possibly play through. But that ankle was scary. The fact that he was able to come back and finish the game, you know, hats off to him. But I feel like they're definitely going to miss him tonight. But I like this Boston team. You know, again, Miami's a hard-nosed team that plays their roles. but I really just like the talent of his Boston team and the way Tatum and Brown have been playing. So this will be an interesting game four tonight, but I think Boston can pull this one out.
You still think that you, I'm assuming you're taking the Warriors to win it all, right?
Yeah, Warriors have been my team from the jump. Like a fool, you know, I've been riding with them since the beginning of the season. I said, you know, predicated upon Klay's return, and if he's able to come back and be, you know, himself, that this team, you know, has a championship pedigree and coach and roster overall. So I'm definitely going with the Warriors. And, you know, I originally had picked Boston as well, but you know, Miami is a tough team, and they're the number one seed in the East for a reason.
Last thing I'll ask you, Matt Barnes, when it comes to the Sixers and James Harden, how would you approach that this offseason, this summer, if you were Daryl Morey?
You know, the crazy thing about it is, you know, James has set the bar so high that he's not getting these crazy 3 and 12 nights, but this guy is still right at really 20 and 10. You know, so I don't know if he's someone that you max. You know, you hear him say that he wants to work with management. So I think, you know, if they maneuver things, they have a chance to get another star player with some money. But I would like to see them run it back. You know, James, and, you know, what did he have, 30 games with that team, you know, give or take, you know, battling still with a hamstring. So I would like to see, you know, a recommitted James Harden this summer, because you know he's going to work his butt off in the gym. Them able to sign James and another player and really give Joel Embiid a chance to win a championship. So the Embiid has been incredible these past 2 years. He's fallen short of MVP twice, but, you know, it's to no fault of him. He's done absolutely he can, playing through injury, playing through outside distraction, and has still been one of the best players in the game. So I would love to see these guys run it back. You know, obviously it's about getting as much money as you can, but hopefully he'll be willing to work with management so they can bring another player in and give them the best chance to win.
Well, keep up the great work with ESPN and all the smoke. Really do enjoy your media work. Thanks for carving out some time for us today, Matt Barnes.
Man, thank you for having me. You guys have a great show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.